now you just stare, and you struggle to think, chasing tails through the air, and you know it will keep going on, going on and on. Soaking up what's...
Well, how best to explain it? You've seen me in X-Men.
Yeah.
The character I am, Professor Charles Xavier, if you remember, he can control things with the power of his mind, can make people do things and see things. So I thought, what if you can do that for real? I mean, not in a comic book world, but in the real world.
All right.
So in my film, I play a man who controls the world with his mind.
Right. That's interesting.
Yeah, for instance, I'm walking along. And I see this beautiful girl, and I think I'd like to see her naked, and so all her clothes fall off.
All her clothes fall off?
Mm, yes, and she's scrabbling around to get them back on again, but even before she can get her knickers on, I've seen everything. You know, I've seen it all.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We've already seen everything.
Okay. It's a comedy, is it?
No.
Tuned into CITR 101.9 FM. This program's called Muzak for the Observant. My name is Andy Resto. Thank you all for listening. Minor schedule change this week. Originally had planned to have Colin Cowan of Colin Cowan and the Elastic Stars on the program this week to do a nice in-studio set for us. Complications, and that's going to be rescheduled to 2 weeks from now, so August 13th, 2 weeks from today, on this show, we will have Colin Cowan in studio. But for now, as I've just recently found out that this is going to be, we had to call an audible on this, I'm going to have to scramble and get together a show for you. I'm going to have to satisfy your musical longings in a way, and so I'm in the midst of doing that now. So to show that we here at CITR do not hold any grudges, and we're kind, accepting people, I'm going to kick things off with Colin Cowan and the Elastic Stars, their second record, I believe, came out in 2014, called Eye of Winter. They have albums that are seasonally themed, and so the newest one is called Spring Myths, that just came out back in May. But this is the record from 2014 called Eye of Winter. I'm going to play a song called I'd Rather Not Follow, and then we'll see what I put together. It's going to be a mystery bag today. Lots of things that are not only hopefully new for you out there to discover, but quite honestly are going to be new for me as I put them on. So it's an exciting show. Stay tuned. This is CITR 101.9 FM, Muzak for the Observant. Thank you.
can relate. You better believe I can relate.
Thank you.
terrific track from a young, I actually don't know if physically they're young, but as a band, they're quite young. Debut record from Negative Scanner, a band out of Chicago, Illinois, who, the song is called Would You Rather, and I was reminded of this band and of this song by listening to Pop Drones, a show here on CITR, was playing it yesterday on his program, and reminded me of the song. Very, very good. Negative Scanner out of Chicago. A few good bands coming out of Chicago these days. One record from this year that I am very much a fan of is by the band Disappears. They had an album come out in February, I believe, called Ereal, Irreal, Ereal by Disappears. And they're also a pretty fresh band out of Chicago, although apparently I think Steve Shelley has played with Disappears. Anyway, so things happening in Chicago all over the musical spectrum. Moving on, you're listening, by the way, to a show called Muzak for the Observant on CITR 101.9. Colin Cowan, meant to have him on live today. That has been delayed, pushed back 2 weeks. He's going to come on the program in 2 weeks' time on August 13th. So it's just me here today. My name's Andy Resto. If you're still sticking it out with me, thank you. I appreciate it. And we're going to continue with some kind of proto-goth music. Well, not all of it. Some of it we have coming up. Some new releases that we are very fresh coming in here to the music department here at CITR. Our music coordinator, Sarah Accordingly, has just pointed a couple of these out to me, which I'm going to play for you now. The first one here is called Fake Palms, their self-titled debut. They are from, is it Toronto? I think it's Toronto, yes. And they are on Buzz Records, and Buzz Records has put out a lot of very good groups recently, such things as Hussey, Odonis Odonis, and then Animai, her record from earlier this year called Sallows, which is very good, also came out on Buzz Records. So, Fake Palms, I have not heard it, I've not listened to the whole thing. I'm expecting good things from the history of the label and some brief clips I've heard. So we're going to roll with it. We're going to jump into this. The opener of the record is called Fever Dreams. And I'm also only attracted to playing this song is because No Age has a song called Fever Dreaming, which is one of their better tracks. And so I thought maybe it's something of an ode. I don't know. Fake Palms from Toronto, the opening track to their debut album called Fever Dreams. And after that, we're going to get into some She Serpent here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Muzak for the Observant.
August 22nd, What's Wrong Tohei is celebrating the release of their new album, Bruce. Join them in the cabaret room of the Emerald Supper Club and Cocktail Lounge as they perform with special guests. Cover is $10 and the show starts at 10 p.m. So come on down to 555 Gore Avenue in historic Chinatown on Saturday, August 22nd.
Poaching is a major threat to our country's wildlife. I'm Tom Barry. I'm an actor with a desire to preserve living space for wildlife. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust does just that. Works with private landowners to protect wildlife, to preserve natural habitats. To learn more or to work with the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, call 800-729-SAVE. That's 800-729-SAVE or visit wildlifelandtrust.org.
Flowers and Fire on CITR 101.9. Flowers and Fire, another fresh band. We've been hearing a lot of not just somewhat newly formed bands or bands coming out with their first official releases, but also it's especially that last set. It's very gothic today in here in the studio. Flowers and Fire, our band from right here in Vancouver. One of the members also has a project. I believe the front woman of the group, who I am not sure of her name, also has a project called Ashes, which is this noise music. It's just instrumental, not even instrumental, just electronic noise that you can find on a Bandcamp. Ashes 666 is what the Bandcamp is called. So, they will be playing, Flowers and Fire will, August 8th, which is a Saturday, next Saturday, at the Hindenburg, I believe, along with Lust for Youth, who's coming from Copenhagen to play, and Coban and one other, Spectres. So all similar kind of dark goth music, neo-goth maybe, I don't know. But should be a very good, that is a very good lineup and should be a good show. Have not seen Flowers and Fire before. I'm not sure how often they have played. Their demo, which I played that song from, is called Etched in Wine. Just came out in February of this year, so still quite recent. Now we're going to hear some Ashes, which I just mentioned, as a bit of a transition point into something that I just happened to be listening to earlier today, and then I realized, well, it's quite fitting with the kind of music that has resulted today. Tubeway Army, from their Peel session in 1979. We're going to hear a little bit of that. So, just because we all need it every once in a while. So, to get things rolling again, this is going to be Ashes, Slow March off of an EP entitled The Same Slow March. So stay tuned. You're listening to Muzak for the Observant on CITR 101.9.
honor the atrocious street band.
Pour faire atroce, je ne trébuche pas.
I won't stumble.
Chevalier féerique.
The fairy wreck hurrah for the unattainable alchemy and the marvelous body.
Pour la première fois.
For the first time, it all started.
Cela commença sous les rires des enfants.
The laughter of children, it will end with them.
Finira par
this poison will remain in the veins even as this music sours and pours into chaos.
Même quand la fanfare tournant nous seront rendus à l'ancienne
inarmée. Now dignified, we receive these tortures.
De ces tortures.
This host.
Rassemblons fervemment
this promise. This promise to our created body and soul.
This promise.
This promise, this madness, this elegance, science, violence, this promise that the tree of life will be buried, tyrannical goodwill exiled, so we can bring forth pure love.
Déporter les honnêtes tyranniques afin que nous amenions notre très pur.
Pure love, pure love. It all started with disgust, and it will stop because it can't catch up with eternity.
Cela finit, ne pouvant nous saisir sur le champ de cette éternité.
And it will end with a retreat of perfumes.
Cela finit par une débandade de parfums.
Laughter of children.
Rire des enfants.
Discretion of slaves.
Discrétion des esclaves.
Austerity of virgins.
Austérité des vierges.
Horror of the figure and objects here. Sacred you are for the memory of last night.
Souvenir de cette soirée.
It all started with rowdiness and ends with dangers of flames and ice. Little white night, little drunkenness, how holy you were. Only for the mask you gratified us with. We affirm your method. We won't forget that yesterday you glorified all of our ages. We have faith in poison. We know how to give our life fully every day. Come the time of assassins.
Played that last week, but you know what? When you're into it, why not just run it into the ground? That is a re-release of Press Color, the debut record from Lizzie Mercier Desclou. I got a minor lesson in French earlier today, so I think I know how to pronounce her last name now. Anyhow. Song was called Morning High. Sounds very much like Patti Smith, if it is not, in fact, Patti Smith on that track. Before that was Ashes, project of a member of Flowers and Fire. It's going to be playing at the Hindenburg next Saturday with Lust for Youth. You've been listening to Muzak for the Observant on CITR 101.9. I promised some Tube Way Army earlier, and I was just inspired to sneak in that Lizzie Mercier song just because I thought it worked so well. But I will get you your Tube Way Army. Me, I Disconnect From You is the song. We're going to hear it after this respite.
Tearing up the charts, babe.
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing. Just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
Okay, not much time here left on the program. Gotta get through a few things, a few announcements. So, you've been listening to Music for the Observant here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name's Andy Resto. Thank you all for tuning in. Even if you were expecting possibly to hear Colin Cowan, he will be coming onto the program in 2 weeks' time, August 13th, 2 to 3 p.m., same time, to play an in-studio set here for us. Last night on Sam Squanch's Hideaway, on every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8, we had Jerk Jails play live, who were terrific. And if you missed that, of course, you can always go and look up Anita's podcast, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, or you can tune in this coming Monday at 3 p.m. to a show called The Burrow, where it will be rebroadcast, the performance aspect of it, at least. Next Thursday, also, Jerk Jails will be playing tonight at the Astoria, so you can go down and catch them live if you wish. Next Thursday, August 6th, on this program, Morning Coup will be playing live here at the station. At least, fingers crossed that everything goes well and that that happens next week. So that's also very exciting. Her record, On the Horizon, August 15th or 17th, I believe. So, I believe that's everything I wanted to say. And there's also, okay, so the next 3 weeks on this show, August 6th, Morning Coup, August 13th, Colin Cowan, August 20th, Myth? There's going to be a band on the 20th from Nanaimo, BC, is touring. In their name is the word moth, and I feel terrible that I forgot the name. But anyhow, they're going to be playing live. So 3 straight weeks, we will have live performances here on Muzak for the Observant. So thank you all for listening. Stay tuned for Astro Talk with Marco, and tune in Monday at 3 p.m. to hear the rebroadcast of the Jerk Jails performance from last night, because it was quite good.